The 25th Amendment, we didn't have it for a really long time. What it is the Presidential Succession Amendment, like you just said. It actually allows for whoever is going to take the place of the president, be it physical incapacitation, mental incapacitation, or death, upon the death of a president.
So now, I'm guessing it's that mental incapacitation that they were queuing in on.
There you go. Now, again, it's very, very clear on how you have to do this, but the word unfit is in there. And of course, that's an arbitrary word.
Yes.
I could say that you're unfit.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, this, that, and the other.
Very subjective.
The process that it takes to get this done is very, very complicated. The vice president and a majority of the cabinet members, whatever that may be, have to write a letter to the president pro tem of the Senate and to the Speaker of the House saying, we think the president is unfit. Once the letter is sent, I mean, if you send that letter, instantly the vice president becomes president. Temporarily. That's when
even
the
before they start their official investigation.
Correct.
Just
by the accusation. And then the investigation starts. So at that point, then the president, of course, has the chance to respond. Then the vice president can respond to, or has to respond
can
to
you
that.
Imagine the response from Trump?
Can't even imagine. That's hilarious. So they go back and forth. Then the Senate and Congress does their own investigation, ultimately ending with, within 3 weeks from the initial letter, they have to vote. And they have to have 2/3 majority to vote either to keep the president or 2/3 majority to remove him. And I mean, if they can't come to a vote, the president goes back to being president and the vice president goes back to being VP.
And everybody's pissed off.
This only happened one other time, and that was Ronald Reagan was talked about being investigated because they thought towards the end of his presidency he was starting to lose his faculties, but that never came to pass.
But when he had surgery after being shot,
yes, that was physical incapacitation. Right. They had to put him on. George W. Bush used it too whenever he had some medical procedures done. Anytime they were going to be put under, just to kind of keep.
But someone needs to be in charge for those few hours.
Correct.
But as I recall, the anonymous op-ed writer said that they decided not to pursue this because it would cause a constitutional crisis.
It absolutely would. And they are correct on that because, like I said, that is the meaning of the word unfit.
This is
unprecedented.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Robin.
Robin Geske, our producer, who knows all.